On 2nd June 2025 at 3 p.m., the patient presented to the clinic for evaluation due to persistent feeling of low mood, anxiety, and lack of motivation interfering with daily functioning. The primary complaint was ongoing sadness, fatigue, and loss of interest in previously enjoyable activities, which began approximately 3 months ago following a workplace conflict. During the mental status examination, the patient appeared mildly disheveled but was cooperative throughout the session. Behavior was appropriate with no sign of agitation or aggression. Mood was described as down and affect was restricted but congruent. Speech was spontaneous with normal rate and tone. Thought process were logical and goal-directed with no sign of disorganization. Thought content revealed low self-esteem and passive thought of worthlessness, but no active suicidal ideation. There were no perceptual disturbances noted. Cognition was intact with adequate orientation, attention, and memory. Insight was fair and judgment appeared mildly impaired in relation to self-care. The patient has a past medical history of hypothyroidism, currently well controlled on levothyroxine. There is a psychiatric history of mild anxiety during university years managed without medication. The patient reports occasional alcohol use, 1 or 2 drinks per week, and denies use of illicit substances. No known drug or food allergies were reported. Based on the clinical finding, the provisional diagnosis is major depressive disorder, moderate without psychotic features. Differential diagnoses include persistent depressive disorder and adjustment disorder with depressed mood. The treatment plan includes starting cognitive behavior therapy on a weekly basis and initiating pharmacological treatment with sertraline 50 mg once daily, to be reviewed in 2 weeks. Psychoeducation was provided on depression, sleep hygiene, and stress management strategies. The patient was encouraged to maintain a daily routine, engage in mild physical activity, and track food symptoms. A follow-up session was included in 2 weeks to monitor progress and assess medical response. The patient expressed concern about medication side effect and the possibility of dependency. It was explained that SSRIs are non-addictive and side effects, if any, are usually mild and transient. The patient appeared reassured and agreed to proceed with the plan.